And now to Mexico, where we're learning that the search for those 43 students who vanished 10 months ago has turned up 129 other bodies in 60 graves across the state of Guerrero. The reaction to the disclosure has been outrage and renewed charges that the Mexican government is unwilling to properly investigate the more than 23,000 people reported missing since 2006, or to identify the thousands of bodies that have been found. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Mexico City. And Carrie, we remember a while back, you went out with parents who'd taken up the search for those students themselves, and they were uncovering some of these graves. So remind us how we get to this most recent headline of 129 bodies.
Right. These parents are the ones who are leading the search, looking for more mass graves around this town of Iguala, where the students disappeared last year. And at the time when they were finding graves, they would turn over their discoveries to federal authorities, who would then do a formal investigation. And all we knew at the time were that what the family members were telling us, that there were dozens of graves discovered and possibly hundreds of bodies. Now we have an actual number. This number just came from the Attorney General's office from a Freedom of Information Act filing by the Associated Press. And they just got the results back, and they're startling.
Yeah.
They show 60 clandestine graves found around in the state of Guerrero with 129 bodies. And the other just horrifying fact is that only 16 of those bodies have been identified, and these are bodies that were found from October of last year until May of this year.
And none of them, according to Mexico's Attorney General, are any of those 43 students. Remind us why people are disappearing. Start with those students. They were from a teacher training college, and there's deep suspicion that the Army may have played a role in their disappearance.
There's a lot of still unclear what actually happened to them. The government has an official version. They say that the students were mistaken for rival gang members. They were kidnapped by corrupt cops in this town working on behalf of a corrupt mayor. They were handed over to a rival gang that murdered them and then incinerated their bodies at a local garbage dump. This official version has not gone over well, and there are several parallel investigations going on. And the National Human Rights Commission here in Mexico has come out and said that the investigation was flawed. They counted 30 omissions of just standard investigatory processes that weren't fulfilled. It's almost to the year anniversary. It'll be September 26th, and there are still numerous questions about what happened and the investigation into the disappearance of these 43 students.
If memory serves, weren't they maybe on their way to a protest or something?
It's all unclear. That is the official version from the government, that the students were coming down to protest something that was happening in Iguala at the time, and it was a political. There is questions about where's the Army involved, because there is an Army headquarters just about 2 miles from where the incident happened, the clash with the local police and the students. But none of it is clear. It is very murky, and we'll have to see what these parallel investigations come up with.
Well, meanwhile, now these other 129 bodies, why might they be disappeared? Is this just drug wars?
Guerrero is a very restive state. It always has been. It's always been very conflictive. In the 60s and 70s, there was a large guerrilla movement that took place there. At this time now, there are self-defense organizations that have cropped up there. There's also, it's the one of the largest opium production areas of states in the country, and there is just a terrible gang war going on there between rival drug traffickers. So you have all that mix, and you have a lot of corruption, and you have corruption and collusion with politicians. And it just is a very difficult state, one of the most problematic in Mexico at this time. And these are bodies and people that have been involved or have come into contact with these rival gangs and have been disappeared. It's part of the problem that's happening in many states in Mexico.
Well, it might also be that some of these bodies were of complete innocence, much like many people feel the students were. So questions remain. Do you think there's any chance of huge change in the way the government approaches this?
That is the $64,000 question or million-dollar question right now. This is the pressure that's being put on the Peña Nieto administration. They have made promises to improve their investigations. So it's unclear whether now, with all this pressure building and mounting, that the administration will take the moves necessary, and if they can. We've just seen the escape of the most notorious drug trafficker in the world escape from Mexico's maximum security prison. Clearly, this country has a problem with security, and there needs to be steps to deal with it, and we'll have to see what comes in the future.
Carrie Kahn, NPR's Mexico City correspondent, thank you so much.
You're welcome.